This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live here, kicking off the third hour of the program. 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call in through our Matrix server. Matrix server is a decentralized, self-hosted, federated alternative to centralized chat services like Slack or Discord, for instance.
Or IRC.
It's the
wait, IRC is actually decentralized too, actually.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Ignore that one.
Yeah, Matrix is sort of like the new IRC.
Yeah, definitely new IRC.
There's really not a whole lot that's different about it, except it's just more recent.
Well, there's definitely different things about it. Like it has graphics and video,
right.
And
so it's more recent.
Yeah, it has all the updated things that you'd expect.
It allows you to upload videos to it, right? And then you download. It's just a little bit more complex than IRC, but honestly, it's not that. Fundamentally, it's not that different, right?
It's basically just an upgraded version of IRC.
Right. So check it out over at chat.lrn.fm. It works pretty great and is user-friendly, so they've made it a lot nicer than old IRC used to be. IRC was not user-friendly.
And probably nobody knows what we're talking about who's listening.
IRC stands for Internet Relay
nobody
Chat.
Nobody knows.
Kids. Internet Relay Chat was one of the original internet protocols way back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Super popular but amongst early internet users and or more technical people.
Programmer types. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the CIA and yet another, the news story you're telling us about here isn't a surprise because it's not the first time the CIA has taken taxpayer dollars and invested in technology firms. In fact, the CIA has, from what I understand, it has purchased or it has these front corporations that essentially do this investing for it. So it's not like the CIA itself comes knocking on the door. They have a company that comes knocking on the door. And if you know who owns the company, then you know it's the CIA. But you might not know who owns the company. They're just investors or whatever. So what did they do this time?
So the head of the Socialist Party in Switzerland has called for a parliamentary inquiry after an SRF investigation broadcast on Wednesday that found a second Swiss encryption firm had been part of a spectacular espionage scheme orchestrated by U.S. and German intelligence services. A first investigation had revealed back in February an elaborate decades-long setup in which the CIA, I think it was going on since the 70s, if I'm not mistaken, or they bought it. The firm may have been founded in the 70s, an encryption firm, and then it was bought, and then maybe it wasn't bought until 1980 or something like that. But it's been going on a long time, in which the CIA and its German counterpart creamed off the top secret communications of governments through their hidden control of a Swiss encryption company called Crypto. So basically what they're talking about is, you know, the secure phones, like you see them in movies and things, that the U.S. is a secure line to Russia, for example. Those secure phones are basically produced by this firm or one of these two firms, and they're sold to governments all over the world, and they're not so secure after all, it turns out. So
the CIA is
behind it. And so the CIA, the U.S. government and the German government apparently have been spying on other governments all over the world.
Wait, are you saying
using
this,
these products?
This takeover that the story was written about, you said it was the second firm. So were they talking? Maybe I didn't track what you were saying correctly. The first firm that they had was also in Sweden and goes as far back as Switzerland and goes back as far as the 70s or 80s.
Yeah, I believe so.
And this newer one is not that one. It's a newer firm.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
I'll keep reading this. Yeah. It actually says the year here. So SRF's report this week found that a second but smaller Swiss encryption firm, OmniSec, had been used in the same way. This is, you know, this is the thing I always like to point out. This is exactly why you need source code, so that you know what whether or not your product is, that you're using your secure device, is being backdoored or not. It doesn't make, the sources don't make a device secure. it's just the fundamental thing that you need to have before you can start talking about security seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who's trying to sell you something that's secure, but they're not giving the source code as well, you should be writing it off
right
away.
River.
Yeah, exactly. It could be a front for, you know, government, mm-hmm. Some sort of government entity. It's not to say that, you know, just because the sources are available, it couldn't be a front for a government entity too, but usually most of the backdoors and, you know, this sort of thing are proprietary. They put them into proprietary products because, well, you know, most people don't know to look for that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So
certainly governments don't.
Yeah, clearly. And I've always thought how insane it is that governments are buying especially secure products from other governments. Like, you would think you would want to have your own in-country developed solutions, especially when it comes to military. But yeah, a lot of countries don't. They buy from the United States, or they buy from Russia, or they buy from, you know, apparently Switzerland. For this at least type of hardware. All right. That company, which was split off from Swiss cryptographic equipment maker Greg Tag in 1987, sold voice. So it was 1987, it must have been, blah, blah, mm-hmm. CIA, I think is what they're saying, sold voice, fax, and data encryption equipment to governments around the world until it halted operations 2 years ago.
Huh.
So apparently,
wow.
Apparently we're finding out because they shut down. I wonder if this has to do with the fact that, you know, they're not using this traditional encrypted voice communications now. They're using, like, VoIP and encrypted VoIP as opposed to, you know, more.
So these were systems that were designed for the 1980s,
yeah.
Where you didn't have data.
And earlier, maybe.
You had analog modems connecting
right.
Over a, you know,
exactly.
Old plain old telephone line.
So these were probably, and I don't know enough, but based off what I'm hearing here in the story, it sounds like these are the type of, they would probably produce a phone, and in that phone there would be a little box, a little piece of electronic equipment that would either, I don't know if it was actually encrypting it or if it was just, like, making it hard to understand, and then on the other end it would, like, kind of scramble.
Kind of like the old cable scrambling.
Yeah, exactly, like this cable scramble is what I'm thinking
of,
actually.
You could see, if you looked real close, you could see some naked parts if you were watching the sex channels back in the day.
Yeah, so basically it was something along those lines, as my interpretation
could be.
SRS.
I mean, it was the 80s. What else could it have been?
That's what I'm wondering. You know, it's like, how much
could have been bubblegum pop?
For voice communication, it's a good question. Like, how much could they have done at that point? And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to some sort of
real time encoding, you wouldn't have the computing power for it, would
you?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, by 1987, you probably would have been able to do something, I would think. But
we're dealing with what, 2400 baud modems back then, or something like
that. Yeah, but not voice, but for other.
Mm-hmm.
Fax. I mean, they had the fax in the 80s, right? And that could
just
have been encrypted.
Just the fax, man.
Right. So communications could be encrypted in the 80s for sure. The question is, was voice being encrypted? And that I'm not so sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. And certainly, scrambling they could do. Because obviously cable
yeah.
companies were doing scrambling. So they probably could have some sort of manipulation of the voice, whether or not it was...
Well, the CIA thought they could do something. That's why they bought the thing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. All right. So they sold manipulated equipment to foreign governments and armies.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, how is it that you don't have your own devices, your own homegrown manufacturing for this type of equipment? Like, I understand...
I mean, if you're the army of a small country, then there's no way you have that. You just don't have you don't have the manpower, you don't have the money.
I don't know, man. It seems so hard to believe that. Like, I understand not necessarily developing everything from scratch. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, some of this stuff is, like, this is not...
Well, plus, militaries can't develop things. They're governments.
True, but you think you would fund or...
They can hire companies to do it.
You would fund or start companies or fund companies, homegrown mm-hmm. companies, to do these things. But... I don't know. Omnisec, meanwhile, has also sold its faulty OC500 series devices to several federal agencies in Switzerland. So their own companies, theoretically, their Swiss companies, are undermining the governments for which they are in.
Yeah, and they describe these devices as faulty.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Including, and that's what they'll do. And this is not the first time that they've done this. There was, I'm trying to think, hey, nobody, do you remember the company that in the U.S. company, was it RCA? No, it wasn't RCA. Who am I thinking of?
That did what?
they basically undermined their encryption for, was it public key cryptography?
I thought everybody did that except PGP.
I forgot what it was, but yeah, there was a major, major U.S. firm that was basically like a CIA operation that basically undermined the security of it.
Of their own product.
Yeah, their own product.
855-450 free. If you know the answer, give us a call. Join us on Free Talk Live.
His coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix. He has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Yes, Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the dark web, major crackdown Over the last several months. We'll tell you about that one coming up here, but we've been discussing the CIA taking over, purchasing, investing in technology companies. The story that you're giving us, Chris, isn't like a shocker for people that have been paying attention to what the CIA, you know, what little we know about what the CIA has been involved in. So the latest news is that they bought a company back in the late 1980s, it sounds like.
1987, I think.
And this company was in Switzerland. They provided what was at the time, you know, cutting-edge kind of supposed encryption products, which, of course, the CIA then basically backdoored, likely, and deployed amongst whatever governments were hiring that company. That's what happened?
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. I mean, both companies, government entities within Switzerland apparently were using these compromised devices, as well as being sold to other governments around the world. And not just like not just the militaries. They were selling them to militaries, but they were also selling them to embassies and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So all those communications were being compromised as well. That these governments thought were secure, and not so much.
And how did this news come out? How did we find this out?
I don't know.
Yeah. What's the source on the story again?
So this is something. I think there's been multiple outlets, but this is Courthouse News Service.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know.
So maybe there was a court case filed or something like that.
Agency France Press.
Oh, AFP. Okay.
Maybe that's the name of it. I'm not entirely sure.
That's an international press group.
Okay. AFP. Is that kind of like I'm trying to think the big one that put stories together.
You mean AP?
AP?
Associated Press.
Yeah, I think that might be it.
Yeah. I don't know if they're similar to. Beyond having the same two letters in their name, I don't know what similarities they have to the Associated Press, but they're a renowned international press corporation.
Okay. Let's see. The findings unleashed fresh outrage in Switzerland, which is still reeling from the crypto revelations. This shows that the problem is broader than just one company, and we still have no answers on the political responsibility aspect. Yeah, and it's interesting because This is the routers, like routing equipment, like that people have. Well, all of these routing equipments, we know they're being backdoored
by the
U.S. government, but they're also being backdoored by other governments.
Right.
So
aren't most of them made in China?
They are. Yeah. Now the U.S.
So how's the U.S. backdooring products that aren't made in the U.S.?
It's a good question.
They backdoor them where they are.
Well, so the U.S. can do it because they're U.S. companies, and then it's being manufactured in China.
I see.
But
so it's just burned into the software or whatever.
But there's multiple backdoors that have been discovered, like three of them, even in a single router product. So it's pretty bad. And this is another reason why having sources available is like the starting foundation for like whether or not something can be secured.
But how do you determine whether the source that you've read is actually running on the device?
One, you can build it, assuming that it's actually buildable. And this is something that I actually deal with myself or Bob especially. But can you actually build the sources that you're given, right? And more often than not, the devices that you can get sources for, you can't actually build the sources because there's not enough information even for a technical person to build it. And the reason we can usually build it is because there's certain licenses.
When you say build it, you mean compile the software from
code?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But then how do you know that that was actually what's running on the device you've got?
Because you would flash the version that you built.
I see, okay.
Well, of course, Richie, it was either Kernighan or Richie, wrote about, one of the inventors of C, wrote about the idea of having a compiler that you basically taught it to miscompile the login program on Unix, and then you taught it to miscompile itself so that basically you could have exploits in your compiler that didn't exist in any of the source you compiled it from. It was a mind-blowing article.
Wait. Meaning the compiler itself was compromised?
Yes.
Could compromise the compiler.
Mm-hmm.
He used as an example how you'll use like a /T to represent a tab command. And if you want to introduce a new escape like that, maybe a backslash.
I think we're getting too off into the weeds here.
Okay, yeah, let's not go there.
Yeah. So yeah, there is something called. I'm trying to think what I can't think of off the top of my head what it's called, but there is something that's effectively so normally when you build something, it's not necessarily going to be the same exact output as when somebody else builds that same set of source code.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a term that I can't think of at the moment. But basically what it means is that if everything is done correctly, the output is identical to what somebody else's
it
output
should be.
Right?
Reproducible
if it's the same
build.
Code. Yeah, reproducible builds. That's what I'm looking for.
Well, and it can't be checksummed because there are things like the date it was compiled embedded in your OBJ file.
Exactly. So reproducible build is an attempt to solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that, you know, I don't think is fully there yet. But it is one of those things where if you start talking about security, these are things that you got to
consider.
Yeah, want to be thinking about. And you know, people think, you know, they think, oh, I need to use encryption, but it's not really just about the encryption. It's about having, you know, the full control over the device. And if any of those pieces are missing and you don't have full control over that
device,
you
don't know what you're dealing with.
You don't know, right? You don't know what you're dealing with. So, it's not like I said, it's not to say that that's, you know, people talk about security all the time, but they, you know, security, so-called security experts, but they're talking about them proprietary products, and it's like, how can you say that's safe or not safe when you don't even
have
source
code? You're not looking at the code.
Right. Yeah, you can find bugs, you can find exploits, you can exploit that proprietary software, but that doesn't necessarily mean that still doesn't necessarily mean that you found all the issues with it and stuff. And you need to have a code that people can actually read in order to really, you know, secure and fix.
So is PGP still the best bet?
GPG is definitely the best bet, and that's mm-hmm. basically PGP. That is if you.
Although
want.
Even that, the thing that I worry about with that is we're still using the same key sizes we were using 15 years ago. That.
They have increased the recommended key size, probably within the last 15 years at least. Yeah.
Okay.
So you should be using a bigger one than you were using.
What's
you know,
the recommendation? 4 megabytes?
I think it's a 4096. I'm off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure, but I definitely know that it did go up, because if you actually.
We're talking about the public key, or is it the public key or the private key
It's, well, I think the size
both?
Of the whole thing combined.
The whole thing, okay.
Yeah.
When you first create your BGP key, you select the size of it, and the larger it is, the
right,
more secure,
is,
right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yep. And there's two parts. There's the private key, and then there's the public key.
Right.
The public key you give to somebody else, and that's everybody can have it. Doesn't matter how many people have it.
Correct.
The private
all
key,
they can do is send you some stuff.
Right. The private key, you got to keep to yourself, because if anybody else gets your private key, they can read all your messages.
And they can act like you.
Yeah,
why.
Absolutely.
Well, right. they, maybe not a statistic.
There's more. 855, 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. You know, when it comes to privacy, you got to have it when you're getting on the dark web. And then we're going to talk about a major dark web takedown here that it's been in my show prep for a long time. And you know what? It's good nights. We've got nobody here with us. We'll talk about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration on Friday authorized Moderna's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, the second to clear that bar in the United States. The Moderna decision comes a week after the FDA authorized the use of a COVID-19 vaccine by Pfizer and 5 days after the nation launched the most urgent and ambitious vaccine campaign in its history. With Christmas fast approaching, Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the nation's leading infectious disease experts, says his holiday plans have changed dramatically this year due to COVID-19. He says he's not telling people to not celebrate Christmas, but he is offering some advice.
Careful when it comes to travel that may not be necessary, travel that you can avoid, and when you get together, try to make some limitation to it.
Fauci speaking on Fox News, USA Radio News. The Senate is approving a two-day spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown, kicking the deadline to Sunday evening so negotiators have more time to hammer out a year-end spending agreement and a COVID-19 stimulus package. Talks on a $900 billion coronavirus bill remain stuck over the Fed Reserve's lending programs and other issues, that's according to congressional leaders, although they insist they are close to a deal. Votes are being looked at once again in the Peach State.
Georgia's Secretary of State announced a statewide signature matching effort for the November election. President Trump's campaign claimed voter fraud and has requested that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger execute the audit. Signatures for absentee ballots in all of Georgia's 159 counties will be reviewed. Biden has a less than 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Signature verification, something also being requested ahead of the January runoff election. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in through our Matrix chat server over at chat.lrn.fm is where you can get the instructions on how to join. So check that out when you get a chance. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Nobody.
Don't forget to join us in real life coming up ForkFest 2021. It'll be the fifth annual ForkFest. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. Decentralized meaning that there's not one person in charge. There's not one group of people in charge. Everybody who attends is in charge of their own experience. So if you just want to come and hang out at a campfire and, you know, do camping style things with people, camp or bring an RV or get a hotel room or motel room there, you can do that and just kind of hang out with other liberty minded folks. Or if you are of the mindset that you want to provide a thing for people to do, you can do that too. So there was a few party tents there this year. There was a poker table. There was a band that played. Actually, a couple of our co-hosts were in that band, which was awesome. And a variety of people cooking and taking alternative payments like cryptocurrency and gold backs. So it was just this cool little marketplace that kind of sprung up and people hung out for a week. So check it out over at forkfest.party. It's, and mark your calendars, too, for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. And the website, forkfest.party. It's decentralized, so that's just a website. Somebody else could put up a ForkFest website if they wanted to and compete with it. I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to do a better job than I did with ForkFest.Party. So check that out, though, when you get a chance. And again, mark your calendar, June 28th through July 4th. So I actually want to go back to the summertime, actually the very end of summer. So this is late, mid to late September when this story came out. I bookmarked it at the time.
How did we not cover this?
I don't think we did. I think we might have mentioned it briefly, but I don't think we covered it in any detail, and it deserves to be covered. So it's one of
in
the...
what?
What's that?
What does it deserve to be covered in?
On the air.
Oh, okay.
So Wired.com reporting here, the author of the story is Brian Barrett. He writes, it's one of the largest global dark web takedowns to date. 179 arrests spread across 6 countries. 500 kilograms of drugs seized. $6.5 million in cash and cryptocurrency confiscated. And while it was announced this morning, Operation Disruptor traces its roots back to May 3rd of 2019. That's the day German police seized the Wall Street Market, the popular underground bazaar that gave international authorities everything they needed to upend the dark web drug trade.
I lost like $30 on that.
It's unclear how big a dent Operation Disruptor will make in the long run. Let's tell you, not so much. We just went through dark.fail, and there's at least half a dozen active sites there.
So I'm pretty sure I covered this story on Freedom Decrypted at some point. And I have to say, I think this is hilarious. Like, they're bragging about taking down 179 people. That's nothing. Like, in terms of
well,
the
that's a big
of,
bust. I mean, all things considered.
It's a big busting quotes,
big bust.
I think. But yeah. in the scheme of things, in terms of, you know, all the people who are using drugs and selling drugs and everything
else, there's thousands.
It's insignificant.
Yeah,
and it's like, and it's kind of funny, I think, to be like, they're making it out as if this is this huge bust, and like,
well,
they should be proud of all this work that
well,
they've done,
I mean,
and you know, they've taken out that all the druggies and stuff, and it's like I'm just laughing, thinking like it's going to have absolutely no effect in the real world.
12% of the population smokes weed, and they still brag about busting half a dozen people.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's funny. It's like it's not going to have any real impact.
No, it's not going to have any real impact, but it is an unusually large bust. Normally when you see drug raids in the United States, you know, they take down a handful of people,
sure,
or at the biggest, a few dozen. But this one, they knocked out 179
look at
people.
How long it took them in order to
sure
do this investigation? This
more
is
than a multiple year
investigation, and they only got 179 people? I mean, that's suggesting to me that what they're using, what these dealers are using, actually works.
Yeah, I mean, there are thousands of dealers active at any moment
right
on any one of these websites.
Right. I mean, are they only getting 179 of them?
It is unclear how big a dent this will make in the long run. The dark web drug market tends to bounce back, even after high-profile collapses of marketplaces like the Silk Road and Alphabay. But even if law enforcement is playing an eternal game of whack-a-mole, it's gotten at least extremely proficient at whacking, according to Wired. In the U.S.
Yeah, they're extremely proficient at whacking.
In the U.S., Operation Disruptor played out across dozens of court documents and around 120 arrests. In Ohio, members of a group known as Pill Cosby, it's a great name, were charged with mailing out over 1 million pills laced with fentanyl. Prosecutors in Washington allege that David Brian Pate concealed thousands of OxyContin, Xanax, and morphine pills inside souvenir maracas. A pharmacist in Nebraska allegedly planned to firebomb a local competitor after stealing their opiate supply in service of what officials say was his booming narcotics trafficking business.
Funny how all of that stuff used to happen in the alcohol business, and now for some reason, none of it happened.
That's because it was made legal again.
Yeah.
What these cases, along with dozens of arrests across Europe, have in common is the investigations largely stem from last year's Wall Street Market takedown. And that's where this is an interesting story. Like, how did taking down one marketplace lead to all of this? At the time, German authorities arrested the site's alleged operators and two of its most prolific vendors. Europol confirmed to Wired today that it was also able to recover the Wall Street Market back-end server, providing investigators with an invaluable trove of evidence. Their press officer said, quote, it provided us with all the information which led to the identification of those arrested today. We collated the information, and then we sent out what we call intelligence packages to all the concerned countries. Basically, it's information or documents where we say, look, we know this person in your country has done this. You may want to open an investigation. She said that more arrests are to come. While announced as a package today, the arrests in the U.S. have trickled through over the last several months. In a press conference Tuesday morning, DEA Acting Administrator Timothy Shea specifically called out Arden McCann, allegedly known as R.C. Queen or Dr. Xanax, and other aliases across numerous dark web markets. Arrested earlier this year, he shipped over 102 kilograms of fentanyl and over 300,000 counterfeit Xanax pills every month. Now, let me make a clarification on this. When they say counterfeit, they don't mean it wasn't the real chemical. It's very confusing how they write this. Counterfeit makes it sound like this is fake, meaning that you're not getting what you think you're getting. No, there's dealers who will sell quote-unquote Xanax, but it's just whatever the drug is. I don't know enough about Xanax. I don't know offhand what the actual name of the drug is.
It would be like an off-brand, basically.
Correct.
Version
they're
of...
They're making their own.
Yeah, pressed pills. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's not from the company that makes Xanax in that it's... So it's counterfeit in that way, but it's not counterfeit in that it's actually fake. It's the actual chemical
right.
that Xanax is. It's just not made by Pfizer or whoever it is that manufactures Xanax.
Yeah, they also said something about something being laced earlier,
mm-hmm.
which is usually something that's been done secretly, but my guess is that they just contained it and they advertised that they contained it because that's why somebody was buying it.
Right, yeah. You don't sell 300,000 Xanax, quote-unquote counterfeit Xanax pills in a month on these markets if it's fake. Because as soon as you sell three of them, somebody's going to send a bad review on there, and then people aren't going to buy from you. So you don't get up to 300,000 unless you really are selling the real chemical.
I bought these drugs from my, I brought these shoes from my drug dealer, and I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
Quote, in some ways, this is just the perfect storm combination of traditional criminal activity of all shapes and sizes merging with this more sophisticated technology, according to FBI bureaucrat Christopher Wray at a Tuesday press conference, saying further, but if the point of today's announcement is it doesn't matter where the point of today's announcement is it doesn't matter where you go to try to do it or how you try to hide it, we're coming for you, which they say every single
time. Yeah. Well, dude, you're a waste of skin. Go find something useful to do with your life instead of harassing harmless people.
Yeah. And the reason they're successful is because of poor operational security practices. I mean, they're using better technology.
No,
but that doesn't
because
necessarily
anytime
mean...
you create a centralized market, it's going to become a target, and sooner or later, they're going to get it.
Well, what's not made clear by this story is how is it that taking down Wall Street market led to these extra takedowns? Was Wall Street collecting and saving information?
Poor operational security.
It must have been. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at PocketsOfLight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still
still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Mums remain here enough time for you. If you want to join us talking about the dark web, big takedown earlier this year led to 179 arrests in six different countries and a lot of drugs seized, millions of dollars in cash and Bitcoin also seized. And we're talking about how this could have been the case, referring to the takedown. What apparently started this big bust was the seizure of the Wall Street Market, as it was called, back in 2019. Wall Street Market, as I recall, was one of the better marketplaces, or at least for the user experience, because they were doing, I believe they had Monero, if I recall correctly, and of course it's a privacy coin, and they also made it so that, I think it was the first marketplace that I ever saw that actually, whenever you would, if you would make a purchase on the marketplace, they would escrow a certain amount of funds in Monero, and it was only the amount, you'd only have to deposit the amount to make that sale. Whereas older sites, and there's still some that are like this, the old model was the site would have a wallet on the site, and then you'd have to send funds into the wallet on the site, then use the wallet on the site to make purchases, which always left some leftover funds in the wallet on the site almost every time. You always have to send more than what you expect you're going to have to use. And so then when the site does an exit scam, which many of these sites, if they don't get taken down by law enforcement, they almost always exit scam at some point, meaning that they take all the Bitcoin or all the Monero that the site has in all the users' wallets, and they just shut down the site and they run. Yep. And that's, they walk away, and that's it. But in the Wall Street Market's case, it sort of was a little bit of a protection against the exit scam because you were only putting in what you were using in that moment to make that one purchase. So right. that was all you had at risk. You never had anything else sitting in a wallet, just, you know, sitting there. So that was one of the neat things about Wall Street Market. But it sounds to me like they had some, like you said, really poor operational security going on behind the scenes at Wall Street Market. And I think I can get, I'm just going to guess at what that was.
Yeah, go for it. I'd love to hear your speculation.
Because I think, and it's been, like I said, it's been more than a year since this market got taken down. This was 2019 when it got taken down. But there were some markets, and Wall Street might have been one of them, where they would allow you to put your PGP key, your public key, on file on the market. They almost all had that. But they would actually put an option where you would like go in to type in a message to a seller. Let's say you want to give them your address, for instance, to ship whatever the product was that you were buying. Remember, you could buy legal things on these marketplaces.
Yep.
So you're typing in an address. The rules of these sites are you need to encrypt the address to the user's PGP key. So the idea is that only encrypted messages are traveling through the messaging system on the site.
Right.
But some of these sites, and Wall Street might have been one of them, they would have a little checkbox next to the message field, and they would say, encrypt this with the person's PGP key, which would mean that you were submitting an unencrypted text to the site and then trusting the site to then encrypt that to the user's PGP key. For you. So it was for lazy people, for people that didn't want to do their own PGP encryption, which is not that hard to do. You know, download GPG,
right.
Cleopatra, or whatever, and you can do this. It just, you know, it takes a few steps. There's a little bit of a learning
this
curve.
This is the thing that I was talking about earlier about how you need to separate your encryption software from the service that you're using effectively.
Right. So if people were doing it the proper way,
right.
they would be using their own PGP or GPG system and doing their own encryption and then copying the encrypted ASCII text into the field. But I think this site allowed you to do it with letting the site do it, which means they could have been saving all of that information.
Yeah.
They could have had all of that data in a database somewhere, and they weren't wiping it for whatever reason. And then the feds came in, and they took it over, and they said, oh, look, here's all these addresses of all these people. And that's my best guess, because what else could it have been?
So I there are other operational security things that could have created problems that don't really have anything to do with you know, the system directly. So there's other operational security aspects that other users of Tor might not have to worry about who aren't actually trading goods or money for goods, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if I'm a drug dealer and I'm selling on the darknet market, I need your address. So you're no longer anonymous, right? Because you're buying drugs from me. But I also am not as anonymous as...
Well, actually, you're wrong about that. So I could technically buy drugs for someone else and give you their address.
Okay, fair enough.
So you're presuming that it's the person who's getting the delivery that's actually doing the purchase.
Yeah,
that's
I am probably making
cases.
I am making an assumption here.
That's probably true in most cases, but may not.
Tor can't protect you against your own stupidity, right?
That's right.
All right, and Tor is effectively the darknet, all right, at least in this case. So, but when I send those drugs out, where are they coming from, right? All somebody has to do is, you know, FBI agent, drug enforcement officer, buy drugs from you, and then they know where they're coming from because there's a little address, right, or not address, but a stamp that they post on on the envelope, and it tells them where it was sent from, effectively.
That's right.
So now they know
they can
it's from
pull
Keene.
Up the cameras from the post office.
They can go to Keene if I was in Keene and selling drugs, and they could put cameras up on the post office boxes around Keene and then
order again.
Right, and then they figure
order
out who
again.
Exactly. And they figure out who it is, and then they can investigate. They get the license plate numbers down. Right. They start to investigate people. They put up camera poles next to your house, and see who you're associating with. And that's how this is how this sort of thing goes. Tor actually works. The darknet works really well at protecting people's identities. The problem is operational security isn't easy. And so the fact that it's actually taken them as long as it did means Tor is actually working really, really well.
Well, yeah, and you know, a lot of the times they're not looking to bust the little guys. They want to take the site down.
Absolutely.
And that's the real challenge. Let me give you a little bit more, but first let's go to the phones here. Turd is calling from Pennsylvania, watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Turd.
Yeah, in the last few minutes of the show, I just wanted to warn everybody about the coming collapse of Western society. The government has printed out more 35% of the dollars in circulation, in just the last 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a law of economics, you know, when there's more dollars that get put into circulation that are chasing the same amount of goods, it increases the price because the prices get bid up. It's called inflation.
Yep.
And there is a coming wave of it, and it's going to cause the coming collapse of Western society. So everyone should just get the hell out of America.
Really? Where would you suggest going?
Well, there's a few places. Colombia is on the upswing. Chile is on the upswing. The United Arab Emirates is certainly on the upswing.
These are not places that are even in the top 10 of the world's most free nations, though.
Yeah, but well, they will be soon, and they're on the upswing in the next 25 to 30 years.
Okay.
And
well, let us know when you go to one of those places, and you know, give us a call and let us know what it's like, will you?
I'm going to Thailand, but yeah.
Thailand, okay. Now, isn't that where if you insult the king, they murder you?
Yeah.
That is an anecdote that you heard on television.
It's actually a policy we
think
read
it's
about.
It's true, yeah. It's
yeah.
Actually
I don't,
what they
I don't
do.
Know if it's murder, but they will definitely
put you to death.
They will incarcerate you for
well,
sure.
Well, if you define murder as unlawful killing, then
right.
being killed by a government
oh,
is never murder.
There's, I think they've commuted people, too. And maybe it was a death initially, and then they commuted it to like a prison
lifetime.
I don't even think it was that long. I think it was
anyway,
like
you're
going
to go to prison
yeah.
if you insult
absolutely.
The king.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Turin, I'm not persuaded on that one.
I don't even think that happens that often. I do know the incident that you're talking
doesn't
about.
It doesn't have to happen that often. Just once will do.
Yeah, they just need to make
it happens often enough to where we've heard about it more than once.
Yeah, it happens fairly regularly.
Well, look, Turd, it's not wrong that people are going to be having some tough times economically, but I don't think it's just going to be the United States. I mean, there's certainly governments all around the planet are printing money out at record clips, right?
Yeah, but I don't think Thailand's government is doing that. And
you don't think?
And if you and if you go there with gold, you could buy pretty much anything you want over there.
How are you going to get the gold out of the United States?
Well, if you have a goldmoney.com account, then it's very simple. You can keep it virtually in a vault overseas, in one of the Brinks vaults overseas, or one of the various other companies' vaults overseas.
There's also other companies that offer like gold-backed crypto products, like I think Tether's got one now, and Pax
also
has them.
Yeah, it seems like it would be easier to just use it crypto, buy crypto, and then buy the gold overseas.
Yeah, or buy crypto gold-backed crypto tokens, and then you're holding gold, but you don't have to actually bring the physical gold.
Right. And then you could always exchange
airport.
It for actual gold.
Correct.
Island, I would think.
In theory.
Yeah.
Hey, Turd, let us know how it goes, man. If you end up leaving the United States, we definitely want to hear about, you know, real experiences. Because it's one thing to do research on a
sure.
place, and it's a whole other thing to actually move there and actually live there. I'll put the story here from Wired about the Wall Street market takedown. There's not much else that we didn't really miss much of the story. We got the basics to you and talked about it. But you can read the whole thing. We'll put it on our Twitter and our Mastodon and our Telegram. You can go to twitter.freetalklive.com. To go there. Then there's also toot.freetalklive.com for our Mastodon and telegram.freetalklive.com for that. We'll see you tomorrow. Freetalklive.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dogs. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.